Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Art Kleiner is here, too, by the way. Art Kleiner is editor-in-chief of Strategy Plus Business, and it's a magazine I've been getting a copy of for quite some time, and I like it a lot, and I'm looking forward to our discussion with Art about outsourcing. Art, welcome back. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim.
It's good to have you here. First, let me congratulate you on your magazine. It's very good.
Well, thank you. We just celebrated our 10th anniversary last year, so the praise is much appreciated, and we're trying to keep going.
Well, it's a good one, and it's quarterly, right?
It is quarterly. It's published by Booz Allen Hamilton, but it's edited with a wide variety of contributors inside and outside. And we try to, the way I think of the magazine is every management decision, every business decision really is a bet on some theory about the way the world works. So we're trying to look at the theories of the way the world works and how the bets play out.
I've noticed that none of my articles are in there, though. That's interesting.
We'll work on that.
Tell us who Booz Allen Hamilton is. I know who it is, but who are they?
Well, they're a management consulting firm, one of the largest in the world, and they're known for a number of things, but one of the things is that they have both government and business clients, and they learn from each other's experience.
Right. A little cross-platform work there, huh?
Quite a bit.
Yeah. Okay. The topic at hand, Art, is outsourcing. Mm-hmm. Now, I tell my audiences on my radio show, in my column, in my books, in my speeches, outsourcing is the best thing that ever happened to small business. Mm-hmm. It's the best thing since the personal computer, outsourcing. And here's what I tell them. I say, and this is how, you know, sometimes I know when your organization thinks of outsourcing is writ large. I write it small. And what I say is that every single activity in your business should be challenged with this question, this very short question. Must this be done in-house? See, I don't see outsourcing as a defensive mechanism. I see it as an offensive play. And if whatever task that you challenge with that question, I mean, I'm talking about from alpha to omega in a company. If you can't say absolutely positively this has to be done in-house, then you need to be looking for somebody to do it because that's not a core competency.
That's probably true, except that it depends on whether outsourcing is up to the task. In other words,
you have to do the due diligence on the resource.
Well, I mean something even different. The internet is so powerful because it's interoperable. Every piece of the internet fits with every other piece.
Right.
And in a way, the whole outsourcing world, the whole world of business services and practices and processes, it's like an internet for atoms. It's, you know, shipping and delivery of packages and products and manufacturing all seamlessly from one place to another. Or that's what it could be. And if it were like that, and every piece could plug into every other piece, just like, you know, every software package presumably, every browser presumably works with, you know, every web page, or most of them, then a small business could step into that system with just as much power as a larger business. In reality, it's probably going to take a while for that to happen, but it's definitely moving in that direction.
Well, and of course, you have to understand the nature of the people I'm talking to. Mm-hmm. Most of these people have never outsourced, and my goal is just to get them to outsource their accounting or their payroll or something to get one of these monkeys off their back so they can focus more on their core competencies. Now, that's my standard daily mantra about finding efficiencies, intermediation and all that. But the word outsourcing And I do that, obviously, because I live in the world of small business. But outsourcing is a much bigger word, and I don't mind other people using our word, Art. But what I don't like is when we use it one size fits all. Outsourcing needs to be modified with some other words. For example, I think that, you know, as I told you off the air, and as my audience has heard me say many times, Lou Dobbs on CNN has a program he calls Outsourcing America, right?
Right.
I think Lou Dobbs is dangerous, and I'm looking forward to telling him that to his face sometime. But the thing is outsourcing is not dangerous. If he's got a problem with global outsourcing, with offshoring, then that's fine. But call it what it is. Don't just use the word outsourcing.
Sure. And in fact, outsourcing has become a trigger word in political debates, way beyond the proportion of the actual meaning. But you're really talking about two different things. You're talking about and let me just interject and say, I just became editor in chief a year and a half ago. Before that, I was a small business owner myself, a two-person business that I ran for 25 years, editing and writing and consulting. And the ability to draw on outside services and have them take on some of my core tasks, like accounting, is tremendous. At the same time, a lot of that then depends on who I felt I could trust or who any business leader feels they can trust. And whether you're small or big, I think that's the critical missing factor in discussion of outsourcing and offshoring.
Mm-hmm.
We may come to a point where a business person wonders, am I better off trusting a partner in India, or am I better off trusting a partner, 2 miles down the highway?
Exactly.
And the answer is not necessarily going to be easy to make on a universal basis. It's going to be a case-by-case decision.
But what I'm trying to do is get small business owners to have that debate with themselves. To consider a 2 mile away outsource resource or the one in India. I mean, I personally don't really care where they find their efficiencies as long as they're looking for them.
Well, the other piece, though, is that it puts a burden on the Indian business, because they can't just, one of the things that happens is that businesses that just compete on price in India or wherever end up, they'll steal business away. But then they won't keep it. They won't hold it because they won't be able to deliver.
Right.
It's just like having a contractor to build a highway, and, the lowest price contractor on a bid will typically be the one that leads to overruns and disasters.
That's exactly. In fact, folks, always remember that when you ride on an airplane, it was built by the lowest bidder. Art Kreiner and I will be right back after these messages. He's the editor-in-chief of Strategy Plus Business, and we're going to get into some global outsourcing, a little bit more into that, right after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and you can find my blog there as well. We update that every weekday. The newsletter comes on Sunday, and we have 4 new archives every day, dozens of new articles every week, and they're posted, many of them right there on the homepage, or you can wander around in the halls of our website and use it to your advantage. Thousands and thousands of different artifacts of small business goodies all over our website, and I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. And it's all free thanks to our corporate partners and my organization, and that's smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can find this interview that Art Kreiner and I are doing right now. You can find this interview, of course, it's going out live right now, but it's also going to be available in its own little archive within a couple of hours, so you can go back and listen to it over and over again. Art Kreiner is our guest. He's editor-in-chief of Strategy Plus Business. Art, tell us how we can subscribe to your magazine.
Well, there's probably the easiest way is through our website, actually, which is www.strategy-business.com. We have to use a hyphen.
What happened to the plus?
You know, I don't think the internet lets you use a
It won't do that. It won't let you will it.
I don't think it does. I think that's why we do it that way.
Yeah. I think you're right. That's bizarre that it won't. There are a few other little images that it won't accept either.
And then
strategy-business.com.
We also have a phone number, which is 877-829-9108.
Right.
And it's a quarterly, so it's sort of a thick magazine that shows up four times a year.
It's a good one, too, by the way. And Art, talk to us about the article that's the articles that are in your magazine this quarter on outsourcing.
Well, we did a package. Basically, we started with the idea that offshoring, in other words, outsourcing from around the world, was a little bit different than what people had expected. It was, you know, a lot of people like Lou Dobbs have made some mileage about it being a threat, and in many respects, it's a challenge to a lot of businesses here and elsewhere. What it mostly is a challenge to business in the same way that the internet was a challenge to the telephone and to
right. Letter
writing.
And an automobile was a challenge to the buggy whip companies.
Certainly.
Yeah.
In other words, it's not a group of businesses outside undercutting the United States or Western Europe or what have you. It's a set of connections among businesses that link them, or it's you know, what we call offshoring, what we call outsourcing, is possible because of a set of connections among businesses that make them all interdependent in ways that they didn't used to be before.
Mm-hmm. And more efficient.
And more efficient if they use mm-hmm. it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the internet led to efficiency, but it also led to spam and, you know, unwanted email.
Exactly.
So there's a lot that has to do with how you design your relationship with it.
Well, we all love our automobiles, but 42,000 people die in them every year.
Exactly.
But we still make automobiles. We still buy new ones.
And there's no driver's license test for the internet, for outsourcing or offshoring, I mean.
Yeah.
And so we started noticing that there were some companies that had really learned to use this effectively. And there were also a lot of companies that had tried offshoring and were having a lot of problems with it. And were, you know, I mean, the classic is they would get a contract with an offshore provider of something like accounting or programming, and then they'd lay off their own people. And then they discover that they couldn't deliver because they had lost the knowledge of their own people, and they had just assumed that the new provider would be able to do the same thing.
They were outsourcing the wrong thing. Their venture into outsourcing was unsuccessful because they outsourced the wrong thing, wasn't it?
Well, they outsourced their competence, and they, you know, and their employees outsourced their optimism.
Mm-hmm.
And
Say that again. This will be on the test, folks. Go ahead.
The leaders of the company outsourced their competence, and the employees ended up outsourcing their optimism.
Mm-hmm. And that's a dead company waiting to happen.
It's a dead company, and it's a dead corporate culture in a way. Because
yeah.
if you get enough companies that do that, the word gets around that outsourcing and offshoring equal a pessimistic economic future.
But there are plenty of successful outsourcing scenarios out there. And Art, one of the things I say is you and I and our civilization, our Western, especially Western civilization, has been on an intellectual journey really since Gutenberg invented the printing press and the Renaissance. We've been on this intellectual journey for a long, long time. And I think globalization, which is the word I prefer to use for outsourcing across the oceans, mm-hmm. I think globalization is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. But it's more importantly the trade manifestation of our intellectual journey.
Yeah, we know what the alternative to globalization is, and it's called war.
And protectionism, yeah.
And war and protectionism are intertwined.
Yeah.
You know, one of the really interesting questions for me about the Middle East right now is what role will small and large businesses play in stabilizing the Middle East, if any?
I think it's going to play a role. I certainly do. You know, Bastiat in 1850s said, "When goods cross borders, armies don't." Art, and that's your point. And I like what he said. That's over 150 years ago. Art, we got a lot more to talk about. Will you come back another day?
I would. Thank you.
Well, I've enjoyed having you here. Good job today. Let's
very
do it
much.
Again.
Okay, thank you.
Art Kleiner, ladies and gentlemen, with Strategy Plus Business, and that's strategy-business.com. You want to subscribe. Quick break. Right back with Alan Friedman. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.